Australia's organics industry says consumers tell them they don't want GM in the organic products they buy. So zero tolerance is here to stay. It's an issue that was brought to a head in the case of Western Australian organic farmer Steve Marsh, who tried to sue his neighbour Michael Baxter after GM canola from the neighbouring farm allegedly blew on to Mr. Marsh's farm. The contamination led Mr. Marsh's organic certifier to decertify much of his farm for 3 years. Western Australian Supreme Court Justice Kenneth Martin last year found Mr. Baxter could not be held responsible, and he also blasted Mr. Marsh's organic certifier, the National Association for Sustainable Agriculture, saying the zero tolerance was unjustifiable. While the judgment is currently being appealed, the case has prompted a review of the industry's zero tolerance and how it is applied. The WA Department of Agriculture asked the body that sets standards for organic food, the Organic Industry Standards Certification Council, to lift the tolerance to 0.9%, but it was rejected. Now one of the country's six organic certifying groups, Australian Organic, is seeking a change to the standards that would mean if GM material unintentionally came onto an organic farm, it would not necessarily lead to a grower losing their certification. The group's chairman is Andrew Monk.
There's been some concerning discussions over the last couple of years with people not appreciating that, you know, you can have a single bird dropper drop some seeds onto an organic farm. Well, what do we do there? Does that lead to immediate decertification? We wanted to take those sorts of what some might view as nonsensical approaches, but nonetheless is still quite a legal and technical space that to deal with. And when we have our auditors, what are they supposed to do if they see this issue? So we were trying to bring some, as I say, transparency as well as predictability in this space, and to calm the understandable concern in the bush about those who are right now investing in and putting in crops and going, well, will I be able to sell this organically eventually? What happens if I find one plant, you know, or, you know, what do I do in that instance? Clearly they have to remove them. There's costs to that. We're not in any way, we're very for supporting the ability of someone to take, you know, costs action against a neighbour who's not managing those issues properly or has, you know, been the cause of that flow of genetics onto their property. But that won't necessarily lead to a decertification. It will be a case by case, but certainly in the crop and absolutely in the end product. And I think this is the key thing. Organic, in our view, with all our consumer research, has to remain non-GMO. There's an expectation of that. We're going to maintain that, but we're also absolutely going to fiercely defend the rights of our farmers to farm organically and want to see more of them, not less.
How difficult is it in Australian agriculture to strike that balance of having both GM farmers, organic farmers, and an organic industry that upholds that standard that says there is no GM product in our organic products?
Yeah, well, I think this is where we were trying to strike a balance. We do believe you can have your cake and eat it too here, in that we can protect the consumer's desire to have a non-GM product. We pay extra already for auditing and testing and that sort of thing to do to deliver that sort of product. At farm level, you know, there's air issues, there's pesticide issues, there's now genetic issues that we have to manage. We don't like it. We're far from supportive of that situation. It's a pain in the bum, frankly, but we have to manage around that and do that as pragmatically as we can, but that it's about trying to enable more organic farming through time, not less. I mean, GMOs, love them or hate them, are in the Australian environment. It's something we just have to manage around.
But the application has drawn the ire of some people opposed to genetically modified food. A group called Food Freedom Australia has garnered thousands of signatures in an online petition that claims the change would be unacceptable. Public comment on the proposal closes today, and a decision is expected later this year.